when things just aren't right.
That's whack.
That is whack.
When situations become
unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
And people, well, they do things that just ain't cool.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
I guess you could say, that's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
That's whack, bro.
All right, one of our favorite games to play. Creation of the great David Hawk called That's Whack, Bro. You come up with something you think is just, yeah, that's whack, bro, in sports.
Not right.
You
doesn't
tell
sit
us,
right with
and
you.
Then you end your statement by saying, that's whack, bro.
Yeah, like getting three in a row here. Like Haw making Jen Letta cry on her last day and not offering her a tissue. That's whack, bro.
I heard you gave her like these sandpaper
towels. I did.
Paper towels.
I did offer the paper towels.
These things are not soft on your nose.
But it was the only thing. It wasn't her nose cap. She was crying from her eyes. She was.
Well, but
she
when you cry, you get.
Yeah, but she was more. It was more a teardrop thing. It was all over. And I did have only that to offer her. We need Kleenex in the studio. Please.
You could have gotten up.
That's whack, bro.
Taking that blue shirt and put your arm out and let her.
Leave my blue alone. Get a lot of reaction to your pink shirt. Looking here. 773. I hired Horowitz and Horowitz because Cap's shirt burned my retinas. That's whack, bro.
That's just weak. 312-235-2525.
630, Bobby Bonilla making more money than Matt Harvey or Mike Trout this season. That's whack, bro.
That Hulk thing, the St. Louis Spirits. When we get time, we're going to go through the most insane contracts in sports history.
Yeah, Bruce because Suter, he's still making
Bruce
money.
Bruce Suter is still getting paid from the 85 contract he signed with the Braves.
And Bonilla is still getting paid with the Mets. So let's go to the phone lines.
All right, let's go. We'll start with Aldo. NFC North barkeeper in okay. Arlington Heights. Hi, Aldo.
Hey, Aldo.
Hey, guys. I love you, love your show, and I love the Blackhawks. But there are dozens of Blackhawk fans who are tweeting, in Bowman we trust. And while Hawk fans do owe Stan Bowman a certain amount of gratitude, I want to caution those fans not to place blind loyalty in Mr. Bowman. We have to remember that Stan Bowman had nothing to do with drafting Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Corey Crawford, or in the trade acquisitions of Patrick Sharp, Marian Hossa, and our good buddy Brian Campbell. I won't even list the atrocious trades he's made, like Kimmo Timonen. Fans must remember that Stan Bowman was hired with a silver spoon of all-star players. So when they hashtag, in Bowman we trust, I hashtag, that's whack, bro!
All right, Aldo.
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 We're going to...
I don't know. No.
Yes, yes.
Aldo, okay, thanks for the phone call. Fans who aren't giving Stan Bowman due credit for the two cups he won after 2010, that's whack, bro.
We got to give him for the effort. How about a pizza?
Okay.
We'll send you to Lou Malnati's.
All right, guys.
Good
right,
effort.
Hold on, Aldo.
Thanks, Aldo. Come on.
And he gets an Apt gift certificate. Give him Apt and Lou Malnati's.
You can't penalize a guy for what he inherited.
Agreed. Three, I just like the creativity, how passionate Aldo was.
He brought it. All right.
He brought it.
He did. He set a good standard.
Bob Kubiak, our guy,
yeah,
says, Jerry Reinsdorf firing Thibs but not holding Williams, Hahn, and Ventura accountable for numerous bad signings and poor play. That's whack, bro. Haw not taking the opportunity to blast Cap for patronizing a men-only country
club. I thought
club
of that, believe
week.
Me. It crossed my mind. I did not want to go down that road, though, because I knew it would just fire you up and we'd get off track more
Cap
than we usually do.
Cap taking off more days than D-Rose.
I like that one, too.
My God.
That's a good one.
I only get a certain number of vacation days.
Yeah, yeah.
312-235-2525. Let's see.
Let's go to Colin in Morris.
Colin in Morris, Illinois. Hey, Colin.
Hey, Cap. Love you guys. Big fan.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Scottie Pippen comparing his game to LeBron's game. That's whack, bro.
I got it. You're right there. Exactly. Good one, Colin. Appreciate the phone call. That's a Haw, Cap letting Haw steal his Cubs. This, what did I steal from you?
I don't know.
Haw, now I lost it. They're saying Cap letting Haw steal his Cubs thunder. That's whack, bro.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Joseph Mayoff, Cap is an idiot. I hear that Sod should have taken less money to sign with the Blackhawks, but you didn't hear him say that when Kane and Toews signed their deals. That's whack, bro. They actually took potentially $3 million a year less. Just because they got a ton of money, they're superstars. They hit the free agent market and explored other deals. You're talking about guys making well north of 12, maybe 13, 14 million.
Okay. 708, Cap continuing to defend John Lester with four wins going into the All-Star break. That's whack, bro.
Okay. I'm a loyal guy. Just call me Jerry. 312-235-2525. Let's see. How about Mike in Valparaiso, Indiana?
Greg Otter.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Cap with his bald head, giving his opinion on who has the best hair on the Blackhawks. That's whack, bro.
Oh.
That's pretty good. Can't okay. I give advice because I'm bald?
I know. What's that? Doesn't disqualify you.
312-235-2525. Brad and Joliet. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, not being able to listen to Jen and JD and having to watch the Cubs broadcast on ESPN and listen to John Kruk talk crap about the Cubs. That's whack, bro.
Yeah, that's a good one. I heard from a couple people after the Sunday night ESPN broadcast.
Thanks, buddy. 312-235-2525.
Cap letting Haas steal his Cubs' passion. That's whack, bro. It's okay to say the Cubs are going to the World Series. Enjoy the ride.
I haven't gone that far yet.
No, and I don't know what he's referring to.
That was outstanding.
Our buddy Magoo, being a 58-year-old Hawks fan and never seeing the Stanley Cup up close, and being a retired captain paramedic of Evanston Truck Company number 23, right next to Evanston Hospital. And now the Stanley Cup's at Evanston Hospital yesterday as the Grim Reaper gets closer to my doorbell. That's whack, bro. Magoo from Glenview. Thanks,
good one,
Magoo.
Good one, Magoo. Why is there not a Taylor Swift poster writing Secretariat in between you two to cover all the cross-references in the future? That's whack, bro.
Dan in East Peoria.
We do need a Taylor Swift poster in here somewhere. That's a great idea.
Take it off the above your bed.
That was a good one there, Cappy.
Dan in East Peoria. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. I got one from yesterday's show for Mr. Haw.
Okay.
Him getting a chance to eat anything he wants, and he puts a vegetable in there to balance things out. That's whack, bro.
Dan, you're getting Malnati's and apt.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
Hang on. That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
So Aldo and Dan, our first tours. Your meal yesterday, some of the stuff you said you used to eat.
What?
I came home and one of my kids said, what in the hell do they eat in Indiana?
Fried chicken, onion rings, cinnamon jello.
Cinnamon jello. That was the one,
cinnamon
right?
jello.
That was one, and there was something else.
Elephant ears.
No.
No, there was something you said you ate as a kid.
Stark County Fair, Mid-Festival.
There was something you ate as a kid.
Oh,
cinnamon jello, and there was something else. And one of my kids, Alex, goes, it just sound awful.
Stop knocking Hoosiers.
Let's see. Scott in Algonquin, Illinois. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Cap. Cap, this one, you should know this one real well. Our boy, Matt Forte. You know, Mr. Condescending interview that he is?
Yep.
He can't make the Piccolo Awards because it's too much for his schedule. But he made it to Family Feud Celebrity Edition last weekend. Now that's whack, bro.
That's a Cub game.
You're going to Cub game.
That's a Cub game.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, hold on. Hang on. That's phenomenal.
And a kickball tournament.
Give Scott Lou Malnati's and the Cub game.
And the kickball tournament
was
for
charity.
So you're
going to lose after the Cub game. That is phenomenal.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Cap supporting Chris Christie. That's whack, bro.
Oh, please. Come on.
I'm just reading.
John in Brookfield. Hey, John.
Hey, Noodles. What's up, buddy?
What's going on there, Sparkles?
Hey, yeah. All NBA players making millions of dollars shooting the ball from all over the court under all kind of pressure and slapping each other five after each free throw. Now, that's whacked, bro.
Yeah,
completely agree with you. They even give them five when they miss. Good one.
Just turning on the show and hear Haw calling Cap his son. That's whack, bro. Did I call you my son? I didn't call you my son.
I don't think so.
No, you were asking me.
About your son.
You're saying that you were Blair and I said something like son. Yeah.
Right.
Somebody's probably got the impression I was saying son. Cap, you're my son.
Correct. No, we were no. discussing the brand.
You're my crazy uncle.
We were playing. Yeah, exactly. We were playing.
You're the crazy uncle who's a bad influence on my child. That's what you are. Yes.
Get this. Hey, Mike. So Blair sees me at United Center, and I'm wearing a pink and white striped tie. Haw's looking at the tie like, who would wear that thing? Blair shows up with Allison, his beautiful wife, and says, "Hey, Cap, I love your tie." He was like crushed. Like, what? So now Blair yesterday, guess what he went and did?
Got a pink tie.
He got a manicure. He went and got a manicure, which I get all the time.
Yeah.
And Haw's like, what?
Yeah.
Turning into Cap.
That's whack, bro. Okay. The influences of Kaplan and peer pressure, that's whack, bro.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah. No, not really.
Oh, I think it's just phenomenal.
When was the last time you got one, Cappy?
Yesterday. Yeah.
2 days ago, wasn't it?
2 days ago. 2 days ago, buddy. Yep. 312-235-2525. By the way, Tyler Schlager on Twitter. The moment you find a fake Twitter profile of At The Cap Man, that's whack, bro.
The intro to the Cap and Haw show showing you guys putting on suits and then all you do is wear polos. That's whack, bro.
They got to change that. That's Jessica Felton, Comcast Sportsnet. Do your job.
That was a year ago.
Need a new open.
Yeah, it'd be good. Timely.
Need a new open. Anyway, to the phones.
Back to the phones.
Do your job.
Thanks, Tibbs. Let's go back to the phones. Mike in Moline. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Cap?
What's up,
hey,
Cookie?
Mike.
Hey, buddy. My son always calls from Chicago Heights. His name is Mike, too. You always call him Sparkles.
Oh, there you go. You got it, Sparkles.
Anyway, the only thing I wanted to say is we've gotten all this talent and base for the Cubs for hitting. And all these years, we haven't gotten one starter that can pitch over 90 miles an hour. That's whack, bro.
What do you mean one starter that could go over 90 miles an hour?
Everybody, it seems like we get our starters, our starting pitching. We haven't seen a starter come up from AAA yet.
I don't know, Mike. Today's not the day to complain about Cubs starting pitching. Thanks for the phone call.
And you got 95 for Arrieta. Lester sits at 92, 93. Yeah, no, they're okay. Jason Hamill's there.
Yeah. Cap shamelessly sporting a Butler National shirt 2 days in a row, hoping to get a free round. That's whack, bro.
I already got the free round last week. John in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, Cap putting himself in the category of being a living paycheck to paycheck when he has 10 jobs. That's whack, bro.
You got an ex-wife, so let me just trust
me. Give me the Cubs tickets.
Just trust me, John. Paycheck to paycheck.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
it. See you, buddy. 312. Why do you think I work 10 jobs? 312-235-2525.
Get a little personal here today. Come on.
Love it.
Airing my son's dirty laundry. And all right.
Tim in South Bend. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Any possible Cub trade right now that somebody would want to include Addison Russell? That's whacked, bro.
Yes, thank you very much.
Good.
That's the currency you protect. That's what you hoard.
That's why
you
trade Castro.
The Ricketts family. No, I got one on here. Cap wanting to trade Castro all the time. That's whack, bro.
Have you looked at his peripherals?
I mean, peripherals, but things around him? What? What do you mean the peripherals?
By the way, Jessica Felton on Twitter, working on it at the Cap Man. Jeez, tough crowd. I don't think you listened to enough Taylor today. That's whack, bro.
That's true. She's got a point there. Cap not being able to use his Apple Watch. That's whack, bro.
Brandon Hembro, Jen Latta leaving Chicago for ESPN. Happy for her, but that's whack, bro.
Cap having two water bottles. That's whack, bro.
Why?
Yeah, thank you very much, by the way.
What?
No, I don't want any. Good. I'm good.
All you had to do was ask.
I'm good.
I would have given him one.
You have two water bottles there just for the whole show. And no, I'm good. Thanks.
Wow.
No problem.
312-235-2525. We'll continue because there's a lot of good ones.
Ooh, 773.
Mitch in hometown, Greg in Lake Zurich, Jerry in Homewood.
Did you ever think about this one, Cap? Cap hosting a show whose initials spell out the team he hates the most. STL. That's whack, bro.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Anyway, 312-235-2525. And tell Jessica Felton she does not get Lou Malnati's app yet.
I thought she did
a got to do a new promo first.
She did a tremendous job in her promo. Great acting job. Jessica did.
She was excellent.
Excellent.
Christina Quinn, I thought, stole the show.
She was very good, too. Felt an underrated performance.
Yeah.
Considering how many takes it took to get that on the screen.
Do you realize
37? 38.
37 yeah. takes took them over 2 days to get her lines right.
And it was worth it because it was very good stuff.
Very good stuff. But I thought she was a better reader than that. 4th of July, fast approaching. MyPillow has a Made in the USA offer for the Cap and Hall audience. 2-for-1 on MyPillows all week long. MyPillow guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Right now, 2-for-1. Take advantage. First night you sleep on a MyPillow like I did last night, you'll understand why they've sold over 5 million. I told the story. My wife bought these online, said, we're going to try these. Phenomenal. I went to sales and said, you got to get these people to advertise. I'm their greatest spokesman because I bought them. Love them. MyPillow. 4 support levels conform to your preferred shape, even a built-in cooling effect, keeping your head cool throughout the night. Perfect for summer sleeping. MyPillow, a 10-year, will not go flat warranty. They even let you sleep on it for 60 nights. And if it's not the very best you've ever owned, they refund 100% of the purchase price. That's how confident MyPillow is in their product. Right now, 2-for-1 on a MyPillow. Your promo code is KAP. Use it at MyPillow.com or 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. MyPillow.com. Promo code KAP. Cap. 2-for-1. This week only. 312-235-2525. Be right back.
You're listening to the Cap and Haw Show.
It's whack to me. It's whack, bro. It's whack.
Thank you, Brandon. Welcome back to That's Whack, Bro, on Cap and Haw here on Comcast Sportsnet at WGN. Plus, yes. What do you got over there on the text line?
815, the fact that Cap duped 2 women into marrying him. That's whack, bro.
Thank you. Very good one. John in Frankfurt. Hey, John, you're up.
Hi. First thing before I get to my whack, bro, talking about money in hockey, how much do the hockey players get for winning the cup?
I don't know what the Hawks got. I don't think they've come through with that yet. Let me see if I can find that.
Not sure. Not sure, John.
Who cares?
We'll look that up.
Okay, my wax bro is David Kaplan driving a Top Fuel dragster at Route 66 Rate Dragway. That's wax bro.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, John. I actually did that.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I had .001 reaction time.
When did you do this?
Last summer. Scott Paddock brought me out there to do
it. Oh, yeah. Okay, I do vaguely remember this now.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Mitch in hometown. He's a regular. Hey, Mitch. What's hey, up Mitch. There, Cookie?
Hello. This is actually Rory in hometown. I'm Mitchell's son.
Okay.
However, Charlie Sheen passed out at a strip club, has scored more than the White Sox with the bases loaded and nobody out. That's whack, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Have
Mitch's
a good
son.
Day, Mitch's son. See you later. Thanks a lot. Let's see. Who's next?
773 is an astute listener. Cap inferring that my son has children that I don't know about. That's whack, bro.
Paying attention. Jerry in Homewood.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's whack, bro? Let me tell you. The Bulls re-signed Kurt Heinrich. The Bulls still haven't got rid of Nassim Muhammad, and the Bears kept Jay Cutler. That is whack, bro.
Very well done, Jerry. Hang on. We're going to send you pizza at Lou Malnati's.
Good stuff.
Nicely done. And a gift card to APT, A-B-T. 312-235-2525. Jeff in Rochelle, Illinois. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fan. Mine is Cap with that pink shirt. I had to adjust my color on my TV. That's whack, bro.
Nice, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
That's a nice
Best
one.
Best of the family. Nice one. Let's see.
Here's an elaborate one. You gotta give him. Gotta read it just because of all the effort he put into it. Cap ordered Lou Malnati's pizza for delivery so we could watch the Cubs play World Series Game 7 on WGN on his big screen TV he purchased from App. So he fell asleep on my pillow and missed Chris Bryant's game winning homer to win the World Series. That's whack, bro.
Thank you. He went to a lot of effort for
he
that.
He did.
One. Greg in Lake Zurich. Hey, Greg.
Hey. Love your show, by the way. My
Thank you.
Comment is Brandon Saad is 2 months younger than I am, and he's going to make north of $6 million. I just finished college, and my loans are approaching $6.5 million. That's whack, bro.
There you go, buddy.
Where did you go to college?
Yeah, exactly. Where'd you go? Yikes. Oxford?
Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Couple more.
Nicole in Frankfurt. Yep. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you. We love you.
Fraud Mello's wife, Lala, going topless on Saturday's episode of Power to not show all of the Anthony family shuts it down. That's whack, bro.
That's a good
Nicely
one.
Nicely done, Nicole.
That's a good one, Nicole.
Hang on. We'll send you to Lou Malnati's, all right?
Thank you.
Even worked in the Fraud Mello reference just to impress
the Fraud Mello reference got her it that did. Lou Malnati's.
You perked up
and
there.
Apt.
You stopped,
gift certificates.
You stopped the three things you were doing, and you said, Fraud Mello.
I love you, Nicole. Mark in Belmont.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Dave. Hey, Kaplan. I love your guys' show. My question is about the Blackhawks. The Hawks win the Stanley Cup, and then trading one of your best players away that's won two Stanley Cups with you in the clutch, and then, trading him away, man, like that, that's whack, bro.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, someone asked what the players get paid.
Yes.
The latest results that I can find is that there was a $13 million pool for the 2013 playoffs. The Blackhawks split $3.75 million as a group.
That's good.
So probably 30 shares. I don't know. Maybe 300 grand a piece, something like that.
630. Cap wearing
maybe 100 grand.
Cap wearing pink and getting the manicures. You sure he's not the ex-wife? That's whack, bro.
It's pretty good.
You get a lot of abuse here.
That's
you
all
take
right.
It well, you take
my
it
shoulders
well.
Are just fine. Bring it on. Let's see. Do we have time for one more? Let's get Robert in Bellwood.
Okay.
Hey, one Robert. More. What's up, Cookie?
Hey, Robert.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, bud?
All right. The Bears keeping Jay Cutler. The Bulls not going after a better proven guard to back him up for the Chicago Bulls. That's whack, bro.
Don't disagree with you there, Robert. Nicely done, buddy. Thanks for calling. 312-235-2529. Put that on your speed dial.
Good.
That's
good
how we play
today.
That's whack.
Lively,
bro.
Lively. A lot of good content. A lot of good.
Oh,
dates.
I know what I wanted to have for a whack, bro.
What was it
for you?
For me.
Yeah, when Ben Bishop was playing with that horrific, life-threatening injury in the playoffs against the Hawks, and I came in here and said it was a bunch of fraud, and you said, how can you say that?
You didn't know it then. He was injured. He was injured.
No.
Yes.
He hit four home runs at the Rays game the other day, back-to-back in batting practice, and then said the media overblew it. It wasn't that bad. You took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. You and Edzo.
And his coach, too.
All of them did.
Because he took him out of the game because he was injured. Why would you remove yourself from a Stanley Cup final game unless you were injured?
Then why would he?
Just to sell it to the media? I'm going to show him. I'm going to take myself out of this game in the third period because I really want to prove my point.
I think
I'm
he had
faking
diarrhea.
It.
Yeah. I think he had a bad stomach from something he ate.
I don't think so.
And he was embarrassed
and
by
the rest of it was just an elaborate ruse just to kind of sell it.
It was a little tweak. He was not that injured, and he even admitted, you guys in the media way overblew it.